This is True News Headlines, news from a Christian point of view. I'm Kerry Kinsey. Disturbing news for pregnant women who took the vaccine. Dale Bigtree says, why are parents letting their kids get the jab? On Corona Crazy, a family gets tossed off a plane after a 15-month-old is caught without a mask. On Commie Crackdown, God is bigger than all of the shenanigans behind the pandemic. A whistleblower says many pregnancy complications are happening after women get the COVID vaccine, and it's leaving a trail of devastated mothers. According to a pro-life group out of New Mexico, a whistleblower who sits on a COVID-19 task force is claiming that a lot of pregnancy complications are being concealed from the public. That includes preterm birth, miscarriages, and spontaneous abortions following COVID vaccinations. Abortion-free New Mexico says a Michigan woman at 28 weeks of pregnancy got the first dose of Pfizer's vaccine. She later delivered a non-viable 29-week-old baby. The baby had no heartbeat within 3 days of the vaccine. And here's her report on the VAERS website blaming the vaccine on her baby's death. National Vaccine Information Center, as of February 18th, there have been an additional 46 complications reported of pregnant women who have received the COVID vaccine. Here's an example of one of them. This is about a pregnant Wisconsin doctor who lost her baby after getting the jab.
Dr. Sarah Beltran-Ponce is happy to receive the vaccine. She is 14 weeks pregnant. Days after the vaccination, she miscarries, losing Ava, her future daughter. Dr. Sarah Beltran-Ponce wrote this on Twitter on January 28th. 14 weeks pregnant and fully vaccinated, I got the hashtag COVID vaccine to protect myself, my baby, my family, my patients, and my community. When it's available to you, I encourage you to do the same. As a physician, I feel a responsibility to protect the cancer patients that I see on a daily basis, especially those who are immunocompromised from their therapies. We should be examples of social distancing, masking, and vaccination. But also, as a human, we all have a responsibility to do what is best for our communities and for each other. 1 week later, on February 4th, she wrote this. I've always been open about my motherhood journey in medicine, and it's with a heavy heart that I tell my hashtag med family that I've suffered a miscarriage at 14 and a half weeks. My husband and I are devastated, but blessed to have each other and our sweet Ava. Rest in peace, Angel.
Now, why is this happening? Well, a former Pfizer executive says the COVID vaccine destroys a protein that develops the placenta during pregnancy.
Dr. Michael Yeadon is a former vice president and chief scientific advisor at Pfizer. He and Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg filed a petition with the European Medicines Agency on December 1st, 2020. The petition asks the agency to halt trials for the Pfizer biotech BNT162b shot and all other mRNA trials until study designs conform with more universal methods. One of their concerns involves syncytin-1. The protein is responsible for placenta development during pregnancy. Placentas provide oxygen and food to fetuses. They also eliminate waste from the baby. Syncytin-1 is also found in homologous form in the spike proteins of SARS viruses, according to the petition. The mRNA shots would thus inhibit or eliminate syncytin-1 and prevent or obstruct pregnancy. Further, according to Section 10.4.2 of the Pfizer biotech trial protocol, pregnant women or women who may become pregnant should not take the mRNA shots. Section 10.4.1 also warns men taking the mRNA shots to be abstinent from heterosexual intercourse and to not donate sperm.
Wow, but they won't tell you that at your local drugstore. People are still talking about our lead story on Wednesday that the vaccine makers want to give the jab to infants and kids. Pretty evil stuff, and Dale Bigtree is fired up about this.
I'd like to announce the names of what type of parent puts their child into a trial for a product that is experimental. And frankly, it's the one group that doesn't need this vaccine. These kids are having almost no death at all. We know this. They barely spread it. So they have no benefit, as far as I would guess, right? No benefit. And a high-end risk based on all that we don't know. What kind of parent, honestly, puts their, oh, good, I'm being brave. I'm putting my kids on a rocket ship to Mars. I hope they survive. I'm doing, you know, a favor for the world with my child. I think this is horrible.
The ethics is highly questionable here, and I would love to understand how the Ethical Review Board comes to allow the green light for these tests.
And think about this. Think about this, Jeffrey. They're testing on kids before Fauci even is willing to do the proper study, PCR test people, to see if it stops the infection. If it does not stop the infection, which you should establish before you put innocent children in harm's way of an experimental product, at least establish that it stops infection and therefore transmission, because that would be the only reason at all, if there is any, to give it to kids that have virtually no problem with this.
All right, time for Corona Crazy. A family says they were kicked off a flight to New York City because their baby wasn't wearing a mask. Here's ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
A nasty dispute to tell you about tonight involving a group of Orthodox Jews on a flight yesterday from Miami to LaGuardia in New York City. Frontier Airlines says it asked the large group to leave the flight because some refused to wear masks. The Orthodox passengers say it was only an 18-month-old baby who wasn't wearing a mask. A dispute turning into a news story. Here's Joe Torres.
Fellow passengers recorded what happened Sunday on board Frontier Airlines Flight 2878. The flight crew removed Orthodox Jewish passengers from the Miami to LaGuardia flight. This afternoon, we spoke with Martin Joseph. He and 21 of his family members were ordered off the plane, and he explained why.
They asked one of my daughters and the son-in-laws, they had a baby of 15 months old, that wears the mask for the baby. My daughter explained that the law doesn't require a mask.
Frontier Airlines ultimately canceled the flight and today told Eyewitness News the issue that arose was not with the child. There were multiple adults in the group who refused to wear masks despite repeated requests to do so. Mr. Joseph called that nonsense. He said the social media video shows everyone wearing a mask. Listen to what this passenger had to say.
We were telling them they don't have masks, a family of three, and I told them that was the first one in the back, and I saw them all coming on board with masks.
Mr. Joseph also criticized the flight crew for removing other unrelated Orthodox Jewish passengers.
If you want to bring me to the statement to say that it was racism, we were singled out, I believe so. Yes, I believe so.
This passenger described the reaction from the flight crew.
And I saw them high-fiving each other and high-fiving and saying a job well done to those Jews.
The 51-year-old husband, father, and grandfather told us Frontier has yet to apologize for what happened. He and his extended family finally made it home today after they all bought plane tickets on JetBlue.
Now, if that man were a real reporter, he would just run the video where the family is getting hassled because their 15-month-old is not wearing a mask. I found the vids. Here is that critical point that the reporter failed to show.
There's a baby that's a 1 year old that they're sending down.
Why are you going down?
This is Amsterdam.
Why are you being asked to play?
The baby, this is the baby. That's 1 year old. 1 year old.
Because the baby's not wearing a mask.
But I'm Jewish. See, I have a yarmulke.
Yeah, see, it didn't fit the agenda that the media now is trying to shame people for not wearing a mask, even as part of the country is starting to open up. They feel like that's their job. That was a poor job by that reporter. I don't care if he's in the number one market in the nation. He should have shown that point in the video. That's just not crazy. That's Corona crazy. All right, there's my op-ed for the day. Time for Commie Crackdown. I am so tired of some of these preachers touting the vaccine, the lockdowns, and the mask mandates. Guys like Robert Jeffers and T.D. Jakes are all about the jab. Rick and Doc can see through this, but not many other pastors are telling it like it is, except for Dr. Keenan Bridges. He knows what's behind this.
The real agenda is control. That whatever is presented to you, you accept it. And if you don't accept it, you're going to pay. We're going to intimidate you. We're going to bully you. We're going to manipulate you. We're going to cancel you. If you don't accept what we want to tell you is reality, we're going to absolutely punish you. But here's what the powers that be haven't factored in. They haven't factored in the power of God. They haven't factored in the fact that there's one who sits upon the throne, who is the creator of the universe, who said that greater is he who lives in you than he that is in the world. They haven't factored in that the devil has already lost. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He sees everything. He sees everything. Do not succumb to the agenda. Do not allow this radical ideology to intimidate you and convince you that what you know to be true is not true. This was the plan all along, to use fear, to use intimidation, to use manipulation, to convince you that the truth no longer exists. But the devil is a liar. And that's why some of you, you're waking up to this reality. You're saying, you know what? No, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy it. I don't care how many news sources are saying this. I don't care what books are saying this. I don't care what celebrities are saying that. God's word is still true. The Bible is still relevant. It's not some ancient, outdated, monolithic book, but it is the word of the living God. It is true throughout the ages, and those of us who believe in the word of God, we're going to stand on the word of God, no matter what.
Whoa, that was strong. Time for a prayer request. We want y'all to pray for Dennis and Margie Kelly. They are big supporters and fans of True News. Dennis had heart surgery in Ohio last night, an 8-hour operation, 5 bypasses to repair his aorta. His surgeon says his blood flow has doubled. He's off the vent and he is breathing on his own. Also, would you pray for our family's pastor? His name is Rick Addison. That's him in the wearing the Only God shirt. He has tried and tried to be a candidate for a heart transplant. He feels like this could be his last chance to get a new heart. So today, he's in Birmingham, Alabama. Please send your prayers towards Rick in the Yellowhammer State. Let me hear your comments on the vaccine and women, what Big Tree says, Corona Crazy, and Commie Crackdown. House Democrats pass a sweeping elections bill as GOP lawmakers push to restrict voting. The guys will talk about that on the Godcast. And don't forget to like and share this show, if you will. I'm Kerry Kinsey for the entire True News team. God bless you.